Good afternoon and welcome to St. Andrew's Episcopal Church for today's noonday prayer, beginning on page 103 in the Book of Common Prayer or in the link with today's video. Let us now quiet our minds and our hearts as we prepare to enter into this time of worship before the Lord. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our psalm appointed for today is Psalm 103, beginning on page 733. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities. He redeems your life from the grave and crowns you with mercy and loving kindness. He satisfies you with good things, and your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses, and his works to the children of Israel. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is his mercy great upon those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. As a father cares for his children, so does the Lord care for those who fear him. For he himself knows whereof we are made. He remembers that we are but dust. Our days are like the grass. We flourish like a flower of the field. When the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord endures forever on those who fear him, and his righteousness on children's children. On those who keep his covenant and remember his commandments and do them. The Lord has set his throne in heaven, and his kingship has dominion over all. Bless the Lord, you angels of his, you mighty ones who do his bidding, and hearken to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, beginning at the 3rd verse. Thus says the Lord, you were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at the first into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them for nothing. Now, therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, seeing that my people are taken away for nothing? Their rulers wail, says the Lord, and continually all the day my name is despised. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore in that day they shall know that it is I who speak. Here am I. Thanks be to God. For our meditation today, let us offer up a time of quiet reflection for the many prayers which we are called to offer before God. We begin in adoration, lifting up our hearts and minds to the Lord, asking nothing but to enjoy God's presence. Now let us praise God, not to obtain anything, but because God's being draws praise from us. Let us offer thanksgiving to God for all the blessings of this life, for our redemption, and for whatever draws us closer to God. In penitence, let us confess our sins with the intention to amend our lives and that we may make restitution where possible. In oblation, let us offer ourselves, our lives, and our labors in union with Christ for the purposes of God. In intercession, let us bring before the Lord the needs of others, remembering especially all those on our parish prayer list: Marin, little Bobby, Tom, Lynn Ann, Don, Gary, Amanda, Pam, Mike, Laura, Tanya, Helen, Tom, Sammy, Asa, Deanie, Marissa, Patrick, Rebecca, Patrice, Frank, Elmer, Joseph, Sean, Wendy, Thomas, Bob, Rowan, Raymond, Keith, Kane, Lewis, Lane, Kay, and Ed. And for the departed, especially Bethany, Bill, Clara, and Betty. In petition, let us present our own needs, that God's will may be done. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Continuing on page 106, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Blessed Savior, at this hour you hung upon the cross, stretching out your loving arms. Grant that all the peoples of the earth may look to you and be saved. For your tender mercy's sake. Amen. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us who know you now by faith to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. From St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, God bless.